Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
You are welcome to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your holy name. We worship you. We magnify you. We declare your lordship, your kingship over our lives and every situation of our lives. We thank you, Lord, for the miracle of sleeping and waking up. Thank you for your protection over us and all our loved ones. Thank you, Lord, for all the battles that you have been fighting for us and all manners of victory that you have wrought for us. We say thank you. We bless you for daily provision. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you, Lord, for salvation of our soul. Thank you, Lord, for your plans concerning us. And we say, be thou lifted up, high Lord. Be thou exalted. Be thou glorified. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. We thank you for all the past broadcasts, for all the souls that have been won to your kingdom, for everybody you have used, Lord, to be a part of this broadcast. We say, be that glorified. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. We commit today's broadcast into your hands and pray, Lord, that indeed you will breathe upon it, that indeed you will bring forth salvation, healing, deliverance, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Dear beloved, you are welcome to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And I pray that the Almighty God will speak to you expressly today in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today I'm going to be sharing with you what I titled, Is a Rewarder. The Almighty God we serve, He is a rewarder, and He will reward you abundantly. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The book of Exodus. I'm taking my text from the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 23. Exodus 23. I'm reading from verse 25 to 33. Exodus 23, reading from verse 25. You see, you shall serve the Lord your God, and He will bless your bread and your water. I will take sickness away from among you. None shall miscarry or be barren in your land. I will fulfill the numbers of your days. I will send my terror before you and will throw into confusion all the people against whom you shall come. And I will make all your enemies turn their back to you. I will send hornets before you, which shall drive out the Hivites and the Canaanites and the Hittites from before you. I will not drive them out before you in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the wild beasts multiply against you. Little by little, I will drive them out from before you until you have increased and possessed the land. And I will set your borders from the Red Sea to the Sea of the Philistines and from the wilderness to the Euphrates, for I will give the inhabitants of the land into your hand. And you shall drive them out before you. You shall make no covenant with them and their gods. They shall not dwell in your land, lest they make you sin against me. For if you serve their God, it will surely be is near to you. May the Lord bless the reading of His word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That was the Lord speaking to the children of Israel, telling them His plans and His purposes concerning their lives. And I pray as the Lord spoke to the children of Israel that day, the Lord will speak to you too in the mighty name of Jesus. You will hear His word and His word will be real in your lives in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. There are key things I want us to learn from this passage. About the first word there is that you shall serve the Lord your God. You, that means that it's a specific instruction. It's specific, it's been sent to you, it's been sent to me. You see, God deals with us as individuals. So God is speaking to you today. And I pray as you hear his word, you will not harden your heart in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, you shall serve the Lord your God. So we can see there from that passage there that serving the Lord is actually a commandment. It's not an option for anyone who claims to have a relationship with this God. That is for you to say you are a Christian, you have a relationship with God. It's not just worshiping him, but you have to serve the Lord. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 13, say, it is the Lord your God you shall fear, him you shall serve, and by his name you shall swear. And then in the book of Matthew chapter 4 verse 10, our Lord Jesus Christ speaking, rebuking Satan there. Then Jesus said to him, be gone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. So that means that there is a difference between worshiping God and serving God. That it's possible for you to be a worshiper of God and not really be serving that God. But that what God is saying is that is not complete. You cannot just say you are worshiping me. You cannot just say you are worshiping me without having to be serving me. That means that the two of them go side by side. You see, God is a covenant-keeping God. He's a covenant-keeping God, and in terms of his covenant, there are two main responsibilities for us. As Christians, number one responsibility is for us to worship him. In spirit and in truth, we have to worship him. But the other aspect of it is that we need to serve him. So while worshiping him, if all you do is just worshiping God and you are not serving him, then you have not fulfilled your side of the covenant. Be rest assured that God's side of the covenant is going to fulfill it. And that is that it's going to give you all-round blessing. We can see in that passage, it says, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread. So that there is a condition for that blessing. The condition for that blessing is service. It's in the place of service that you can get reward. It's in the place of service that you can get recognition. It's in the place of service that the Lord can lift you up. It's in the place of service that you can have elevation, promotion. You see, if that service is not there, it's the worshiping and the service that will trigger God performing his wonders in your life, in my life, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Say, he will bless your bread and is your means of livelihood. He will bless the work of your hands. That is, whatever you find to do, the Lord himself will breathe upon it. And I pray that the Lord will bless the work of your hands. He will not allow you to labor in vain. You will not toil in vain. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Indeed, in blessing, the Almighty God will bless you. And in multiplication, he will multiply you. But don't forget, my brothers and sisters, there is that condition. And that condition is the condition of having to worship him and having to serve this Almighty God. It tells us when you read further, in that passage, it says, none shall miscarry or be barren in the land. That means that it's going to terminate all manners of waste in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it went further to say, I will fulfill the number of your days. That means that you will not die young. You will not die young. You shall live to declare the works of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, your life will not be terminated prematurely. In the name of Jesus, you will live as long as the Lord wants you to do. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, you will fulfill your days in this world. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he has promised you, he said you will live for long. It says in the book of Job, Job chapter 5 verse 26, he said, "You shall come to your grave in ripe old age, like a sheaf gathered up in its season." So in ripe old age, you will live. Brothers and sisters, do not be afraid, because God is with you. It also tells us there, he said, "I will send my terror before you, and will throw into confusion all the people against whom you come." Oh, God is saying that indeed he will make you a terror to your enemies. In Deuteronomy 2 verse 25, say, "This day I will begin to put the dread and fear of you on the peoples who are under the whole heaven, who shall hear the report of you and shall tremble and be in anguish because of you." So, brothers and sisters, you rest assured that the Almighty God will so much terrify your enemies that they will run away from you. He was speaking in the book of Joshua chapter 2, reading from verse 9. He said, "And he said to the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that the fear of you has fallen upon us." That's the people of Jericho speaking there. "And your fear has fallen upon us, and that all inhabitants of the land shall melt away before you." That was the testimony of the people of the land. Say that, look, we know that your God has created a terror in us, that even mere seeing you is enough to melt us. That is what God is saying, that look, as you are worshiping me, in as much as you are worshiping me, in as much as you are serving me, doing my will, we are rest assured that I will make you a terror to the enemy. The enemy will not be able to do anything concerning you. In the same Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 22, he said that the Lord your God will clear away this nation before you little by little. You may not make an end of them at once, like the wild beasts grow too numerous, lest the wild beast grow too numerous for you. So at times when God is blessing us, he may appear little by little. We may not be able to see what is happening, but God is doing something. Brothers and sisters, because he knows the end from the beginning, because his plans for you is for you to have a good ending. And as a result of that, he does it at his own pace. The Lord will grant you the grace to always move at his pace in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He says he's going to remove the Evatites. The Evatites has the spirit of fear. Brothers and sisters, many of us, we have been too much afraid of what the enemy is going to do. We are so much afraid of tomorrow. Don't be afraid of tomorrow. The Bible tells us in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, he said, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power, of love, and of sound mind." That's what God has given us. So do not operate in fear. Be rest assured that the Lord will reward your service. Are you serving God? You need to ask yourself that question. Are you just a worshiper, not serving God? What are you doing in the house of God? What can anyone point that you are doing in his vineyard? There is nothing to say, "This is what this person is doing." Then how do you expect him to reward you abundantly? For brothers and sisters, you reward those who have served. You don't reward those who are just coming to watch, those who are just making up the numbers. What are you doing for the Lord? How many people are you telling about Christ? How many people are you inviting into the house of God? What are you doing in his house? You need to ask yourself that question. If you are not doing anything in the house of God, brothers and sisters, it's not too late. Make a decision. Take that decision now, that from henceforth, that gift that God has given me, I'm going to use it for his glory. I'm going to use it in his vineyard. And the Lord himself will continue to multiply that gift in you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. If perchance you are listening to me today, you don't even have a relationship with this God, I'm giving you this opportunity to accept him as your Lord and Savior. So just say after me, "Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So shall it be in Jesus Christ's name. For everyone who have listened to this message, the Almighty God will visit you. He will do something wonderful. He will do something glorious in your life, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. So shall it be. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request, or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.